Okay, we are in Perek Dalet Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, and again going through the various halachas that apply to foods when they acquire the status of being tameh. Okay, halacha aleph, kamashir ochlin l'tumah, l'tumas atzvan kol shehin. So, what's the minimum amount that applies to a food to impart tumah or to contract tumah? So, even the slightest amount, the tiniest amount, is sufficient. Afilu shumshum or chardal mistameh. Even a mustard seed, for example, can be something that acquires tumah. Shemra kol ha'ochel asher kol shehu means any amount. Mein ochel tameh v'tameh ochel acher or mashkin or yadayim. However, in order to impart tumah, meaning not contract tumah, but to give tumah to something else, whether it be another food or drink or hands, ad shebo k'beitza v'lo k'pasa. It's got to be an egg amount, egg size out of its peel, a shell. V'chein ochel ochlin tameyim, and so too, if someone eats ochel that's tameh in or nifsal, it's not considered pasal. Ad sheyochel k'beitza u'mechsa v'zeo chatzi pras. He has to eat an egg and a half a mouth, which is considered half a pras. Halacha beis hamashkin, when it comes to drinks or liquids, mistamin kol shehin, mistamin b'kol shehin. So they're different. They contract tumah any amount, the smallest amount, and they also impart tumah the smallest amount. I feel tipas mashkin tmein kachadal, even if it's a drop that's the size of a mustard seed, shenaga ba'ochlin or b'kelam mashkin that touches food or vessels or other liquids, nitzmo, they become tamah. Valfei, nonetheless, chayin, ena shosem mashkin tmein nifsal. Someone who drinks liquids is not considered puzzle. Actually, used to revius moshviano until he drinks a minimum of a revius. Halacha gemel, kol mashkin mitzar from lipsol asag via revius. So all the various liquids can be combined together to make someone puzzle. If what do you call it? It makes the person's body puzzle if he drinks revius. The kol ochlin mitzar from kabeitzah tamei tumas ochlin. And so too, all foods can be combined together to complete the a minimum shear of a beitza size, of an egg size, to impart tumah by food. And so too, the half a pras amount also to pass a person's body. I feel chita in kemach, in batzek, in taina. So too, even let's say wheat that could be combined with flour, for instance, or with dough, that combined with figs, with basar, and with meat, all the various foods can combine together. Halacha dalad, one second. Ha'or, okay, so that's hides of animals, some chur basar, that is, let's say, connected to meat. V'hamarak, that's the liquid that comes out of it. That's havlin, those are spices. The ha'alal, which is the meat that's also connected, the meat connected to the hide part. Afishim chishav chishav, even though he has intention to eat only part of it and one part of it not, okay? Miksaso platasso piltaso chaya, miksaso piltaso sakin. Or, for instance, what do you call it? Some of it was separated by another animal, meaning biting it off. Some of it, let's say, was separated out by a knife. That some chubaros are so bones that are attached to flesh. And we've seen this before, the sinews and the moist areas of bone that are the moist areas that are on the horns or the hooves or the wings, etc. So too, the soft areas of the nails, the beak that are swallowed up in flesh. All these, mistamen, umetamen, they both impart tumah and contract tumah, mistar from the kabeitza, they combine together, the various different parts can combine together to form the beitza size or the chatzi pras, or in the instance where the half pras is the minimum shear, they can combine together to produce that shear as well. Halacha hey, kabeitza, ochlin tmeim, shenichon, bechama. Let's say a person takes an egg amount of food that's tameh, and he puts it in the sun, venizma'atu, and it shrinks, inametamen. So that does not impart tumah. V'chein gezayis, so too a gezayis min a meis, omen nevela, an olive size from a dead body or from a dead animal, ukudashim nesheretz, which is the minimum shear by a dead sheretz, shenicham l'chama, v'nismatu, let's say you put that amount in the sun and then it shrinks, torin. We go by what it is right now, and therefore it would be tor, because it's smaller than the minimum shear. V'lachalav gezayis chele v'dam v'nosar pigol. So these are, let's say, an olive size amount of fats that are usser or blood, or pigle meat, or leftover korban that are left outside the sun, and they shrink, in chamelein karas. You would not be chayav karas, you ate them. Hinicham v'gshamem, but let's say you then put, let's say you left them in the rain, and they, what it called, and after they shrunk, they swelled back up again to what they were. So then what we say is, they go back to what they originally were, whether it's the stringent type of tumah, or lenient type of tumah, or what it called, or iser outright. Either way, they go back to what they were originally. Halacha zayin, alei betzalim uvenei betzalim. So onion leaves and shoots of onion, shehein chalulin, that are open or hollow inside, So as long as they have some type of liquidy sap stuff inside, then we measure them like they are. If they're hollow and empty, so then we have to press them, we have to shrink them, so to speak, squeeze them together to include the empty area. So if I have, let's say, puffy bread, I measure it like it is. If there's a hole inside it, you compress it, you shrink it down to get rid of the hole. So when you have a meat of a cat that expands, or let's say of an older animal that shrinks, measure the way they are. So let's say I have nuts or dates or almonds, okay, that are dried up, we measure them whatever state they are right now. So anything where the tumah, okay, the type of tumah and the minimum shear are what they call similar, they can now be combined together. Hayu tumasan shavin avalo shiron, right? Or shiron avalo tumasan. But let's say they're not equal, meaning the tumah is not on par with the minimum shear, or the shear is not on par with the minimum tumah, which we'll get to what that means. Amos darfin is not combined together. Even for the lenience of the tumah between them. So what does this all mean? Ketza. Tumaso below shiro, right? What does it mean that it's tuma, but it doesn't have the minimum amount? Could go and basar mace virakav shalo. That's, for instance, the flesh of a dead person and the decomposed matter from it. Shiro below tumaso. What's the minimum measure, but not tuma? Go and basar mace basar vela. That would apply to meat from a dead person or meat from a dead animal. Now, of course, we don't have to say that if they're not equivalent when it comes to both minimum measurement and type tuma. Like, for instance, the meat of the flesh of a dead animal versus the flesh of a sheretz, she'ein mistarf, and then those two things cannot be combined together. Lucky base, Oakland tmeim, when it comes to foods that are tame, shirim shava. So the amount, the measuring amounts are all the same. Shekol ochel tame, inum tame el kabeitza. Because someone who eats tame, who eats something that's tame, does not impart tuma, rather only by a beitza and egg size. The tumasim shava. And the tumah is equivalent, shekol ochol tamah, inu matameh ala maga. Because any tumah, that any food that's tameh, does not impart tumah only through touching. And it doesn't produce tumah in people or what he called, or vessels. That's why you can combine together to the lesser degree of tumah that's between them. So what does that mean? Ketza. Kechati beitza ochol rishon. Let's say I have a half a beitza of first level tumah. Let's say I have a half a beitza of second level tumah that get mixed up with each other. Now that mixture is considered second level tumah. And therefore, if I touch a truma, it's possible. Now let's say I have half a beitza of second level tumah and half a beitza of third level tumah. They get mixed together. Then they're third level tumah. Even anything like this, even half a beitza, let's say it's the half beitza is first level tuma, and the second beitza is fourth level tuma. Shel kodesh, shel balon zebezeh, of hekdesh, of actual something that's consecrated that mixed up together. Haria korvi, we go by the lesser level of tuma. Lachigimel kibitza ochel rishon, kibitza ochel sheni. Now let's say I have a beitza which is a minimum shear amount of first level tuma, and I have a beitza of second level tuma. Shel balon zebezeh kol rishon. In this case, right, since I had the minimum shear to start out with, then we go by the more chumra one, which is first level tuma. Chalkon kol echa mehen sheni. Let's say I divide them up, then each portion becomes second level. Nafal zalatzma v'zalatzma, akikar shel truma. Let's say one of the one chunk of the mixture falls on its own, the other one falls on a loaf of truma bread that's pasul. Nafal shnei kecha nasu shnei. But if they both fall together, then it makes it a second level. Lachidal kibetsa ochol sheni, kibetsa ochol suji. Again, let's say I have an egg amount of second level and an egg amount of third level. Shabbat and Zebazah, Haria Kol Sheni, they mix up together. We go by the Chamer one because I'm starting out the right minimum shear and it's second level Tumah. Chalkon Kol Echa Mehen Shlishi. If I split them up, then each one is third level Tumah. Nafal Zalatzo Zalatzo Akikar Shuma Lopaslu. Now, if each one falls on its own on a loaf of bread of Shuma, then it doesn't pasul it. Nafal Shen Keechad Paslu. But if they go fall together, it makes it pasul. Nesha Su Shlishi because they're now considered third level Tumah. Halakha Tesvav. Kibetsa ochel rishon or kibetsa ochel shlishi. Let's say I have first level, I have an egg size first level tuma, an egg size third level tuma of food. Shabbalan zebezeh rishon. So if they mix up together, then we go by the first level. Chilkon zeh sheni vezeh sheni. If I split them, then each one is second level. Shashlishi shenagam rishon nasa sheni. Because if third level tuma touches first level tuma, that makes it into second level tuma. Let's say I have two egg size of a first level tuma and two egg size of second level tuma. Shabbalah that mix up together. A kol rishon, everything's considered first level. Chalkon l'shnayim, if I split the two, kol echam hen rishon, each one's considered first level. Chalkon l'shlosha falakim or l'arba, if I split them up into third or fourth portions, kol echam hen sheni, each one is considered second level. V'chein k'shtei beitzim ochol sheni, k'shtei beitzim ochol shlishi. So too, if I have two eggs that are second level, two eggs that are third, shabbalon that are mixed up together, kol sheni, everything's considered second level. Chalkon l'shnayim, if it's split up into two, kol echam hen sheni, each one is second. L'shlosha l'arba, haray kol echam hen shlishi. If it's third and fourth, then every one of them is considered to be third level. That ends Parak Dalet, and we'll continue with Parak Hey tomorrow.